You're listening to SBS News.
16-time Grand Slam champion Novak Djokovic said on Sunday that organisers may have to consider delaying the start of the Australian Open if Melbourne's air quality continues to be affected by bushfires. Djokovic, who is also the ATP Player Council president, said he was concerned about potential health issues at Melbourne Park and believed measures may have to be put in place to protect players if the air quality continues to deteriorate.
You know, schedule in a way has to be respected in terms of play, and Australian Open starts at a certain time, so there's a lot of different things involved. But health concern is a health concern for me and for anybody.
Meanwhile, women's world number one Ash Barty has pledged to donate her prize money from this week's Brisbane International to bushfire victims. Australia continued its perfect start to the 24-team ATP Cup on Sunday, despite some late upheaval. John Millman was called in for Australia's second tie against Canada after Nick Kyrgios was rested as a precaution. Millman went on court with less than 30 minutes' notice, but managed to overcome his 19-year-old opponent, Felix Auger Aliassime.
So it's a very pleasant Sunday morning for John Millman on his home court. A straight sets win over the world number 21.
Alex de Minaur later fought back from a set down against Denis Shapovalov, giving Australia a 2-0 victory following their tournament opening win over Germany. On Saturday, Djokovic's Serbia opened its campaign with a 3-0 defeat of South Africa, and world number one Rafael Nadal helped Spain get off to a winning start against Georgia. Australia's cricketers are closing in on a flawless home test summer. Tim Payne's team will start day four of the third and final test against New Zealand, 243 runs ahead and with all 10 wickets to spare. The high point of the match came on day two, though, with a maiden double century for Australia's Manus Labuschagne.
There he gets the outside edge. There he gets the boundary. And there he puts an exclamation mark on one of the great summers in Australian cricket.
Labuschagne's 215 bankrolled Australia's mammoth first innings of 454. New Zealand resumed day three on none for 63. The Black Caps fell to be all out for 251, with Australian spinner Nathan Lyon claiming 5 for 68. Australia will start day four on none for 40, pursuing a fifth straight test victory to close out the home test summer. Day three of the match doubled as Jane McGrath Day, with fans at the Sydney Cricket Ground this year donating funds to both the bushfire crisis and the McGrath Foundation. Australia's bowling attack has also pledged to donate $1,000 for each wicket taken in the match. Lyon says it's a small gesture in a time of major crisis.
Yeah, we're not doing it for any recognition or anything like that. We just want to make sure that we can give back to all the firefighters and all the families and people down there have been affected by the fires.
And Australian all-rounder Marcus Stoinis will pay a $7,500 fine after a homophobic slur in the Big Bash League. Stoinis abused Melbourne Renegades bowler Kane Richardson in the Melbourne Stars derby win. The tournament's leading run scorer apologised to Richardson after the incident. In football, Manchester City made a solid start to its FA Cup title defence, beating League Two side Port Vale 4-1 to cruise into the fourth round. Socceroo Aaron Moy watched on as his Brighton crashed out of the tournament with a 1-0 defeat to second-tier club Sheffield Wednesday, while Aston Villa also fell to Championship side Fulham. While Manchester United failed to put a single shot on goal in a domestic game for the first time in 4 years in their third-round draw with Wolves. A second-half header from Wolves' Matt Doherty was disallowed by a VAR ruling.
Doherty! Says Paul Tierney.
Head on.
Good decision.
The scoreless draw means a replay must now decide the tie. In the A-League, former Socceroo Robbie Cruz scored in the ninth minute of Melbourne Victory's clash with the Newcastle Jets.
Cruz on the move here. He's got the better of Jackson. Robbie Cruz, big opportunity, and scores!
The Victory went on to score two more goals, with a Newcastle own goal helping them complete a 4-0 win. It puts them 9 points adrift of Sydney FC on the A-League ladder. The Sky Blues were 2-1 winners over Adelaide United on Saturday night, while Wellington Phoenix extended its unbeaten run to 8 games with victory over the Central Coast Mariners. American import Jay Sean Tate helped Sydney Kings maintain their spot on top of the NBL ladder with a 20-point haul in the Kings' victory over Adelaide. New Zealand Breakers ended a difficult week following the death of manager Fatah Tuloa, claiming a fifth straight win over South East Melbourne Phoenix. In other matches, Melbourne United were too strong for the Illawarra Hawks, while the Brisbane Bullets pulled clear of the Perth Wildcats in the fourth quarter to record their ninth win of the season. Joel Spreadborough, SBS News.